everyone, welcome to Anatomy of an Agency with me, Katie Traxton. This podcast shares the experiences of people in the public eye who work in the business of sport and entertainment. Whether you're looking to work with talent or for your own representation, we hope to give you honest insight into how things work. The good, the bad, and everything else in between. In this episode, we are joined by the formidable duo of international swimmer Michael Gunning and Senior Vice President of MITRE and Global Sports Marketing at Pentland Brands, Simon Rowe. I asked Michael how it came about that his first ambassadorship was after he retired as an elite athlete.
You know what, I think it's even more special because when I was swimming, I was still wearing Speedo. I was still very much part of the Speedo family, even though there was nothing contractual. But I think now, actually, the fact that I've stepped away, I can still be involved in the sport and be involved with one of the best brands in the world, I think is super special. And I think it just came around because of my passion. I think I'm so passionate about giving back to the sport and just creating a legacy. And obviously, I think Speedo do that very well with all their ambassadors. So I think the fact that I've now become an ambassador is, yeah, even more special for me.
So what is it you're doing with Speedo which is so unique to you?
I think, you know, throughout my life and kind of my junior as a swimmer, I didn't really see much representation. And I think sometimes we see that elite athlete and we feel like we have to join the mold. You have to, you know, tick the right boxes. But, you know, I think me and many of the Speedo athletes have just shown that we can be ourselves. We can talk about mental health. We can talk about race and it be normal. You know, you don't have to fit into an elite box. You don't have to fit into that mold. And I think it's great that, you know, I can represent Speedo in that way, but also kind of be that representation that I never really saw growing up.
And so Simon, historically, and maybe this is just my subjective view, but historically looking at Speedo ambassadors, you tend to go, okay, it's all performance based. They're grabbing the best swimmers in the world and then they'll get the next generation of best swimmers in the world. Why was it important for you to work with someone like Michael?
The brand campaign we just launched, Go For Speedo, is probably testament to this whole premise. Yeah. You probably go back through the eras and you think of Speedo, and I think I said this before, you think of gold medals, Olympics, world records, and podiums. But actually, we've been there for everyone in swim for nearly 90 years, over 90 years, sorry. But we've probably not told the right story to the right people for them to realize what we're there to do. So we just launched this brand campaign, Go For Speedo, which is about that. It's inclusivity. We want people to dive into the sport of swim. But people like Michael joining our team, and I'll say that, he's joining our team not just as an ambassador, but he's part of the team to help shape that. You know, that whole echo chamber conversation that we had before Michael turned up was, as a brand, we can say we stand for everything, but we can't prove it until you bring the right partners in to be able to help us to showcase that we are real about what we want to achieve. We want to break down barriers. Well, Michael's a great example. You know, you're a fundamental part of the team that does that for us. So I think, you know, it's just a transition for us as a brand, as an organization into the future. And Michael's part of that.
And he looks great in Speedos too.
He does, he puts us all to shame. For somebody who is not still an elite level swimmer, you are still an elite level swimmer. And
he's still an elite level Speedo wearer.
He is an elite level Speedo wearer, and he's someone that if you stand next to him, you just need to make sure you are as stylish as him.
So Michael, what I think is really interesting is, it's one thing showing up at events or even, you know, by brands potentially being wheeled out at events, right? This is our messaging and you learn it and you speak well, so it's all fantastic. But it's about much more than that for you with Speedo, isn't it? And actually, you do a lot of work in the background in order to make sure that this partnership works for you, works for them, and is as genuine as possible. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think, you know more than anyone, I think I love to be involved as much as possible because, you know, it's me at the end of the day, and as much as you know me inside out, Katie, I feel like for me, I want to make sure that I'm at the forefront of everything and, you know, I'm happy with everything. I think, you know, throughout my journey, I feel like I've always had a sort of power as an elite athlete, but, you know, so many people won't necessarily reach, you know, those gold medals at Olympics, and that's okay. You know, not everyone will have those goals, and I think kind of with Go Full Speedo, I think what I've wanted to do is just put my message on it share how I feel about, you know, what Speedo is doing, and just, I guess, making it more inclusive for everyone, because swimming is for everyone. And, you know, I think we really need to shout about that message and just make sure that everyone's having fun.
And how does it make a difference on your side, Simon, the fact that Michael's such a demon on PowerPoint?
Shows he's invested. It really shows that he cares about being a partner with the brand. Because, without going over the conversation we had before, but it's that difference between a transactional relationship with an athlete that you're paying for them to deliver a service, or somebody who's invested in your brand. And that balance of, well, if you're invested in us, how can we deliver more for your personal objectives? Why is there an alignment? What do we do? So it manifests itself in a PowerPoint presentation. That's great, because that shows that somebody really cares about being part of the team and thinking about how they can add value to what you're doing. And, you know, I can never criticize somebody who wants to do better for you and better for your brand, because then it becomes this brilliant partnership of mutual delivery, effectively.
And for anyone listening, basically, Michael does this brilliant thing of visualizing. He has images, words, everything, like action plans, objectives, puts all of it into PowerPoints of what he wants to achieve and how he believes that he can do that for a brand, which I have to say, and I think you'd probably agree, Simon, is very rare.
Yeah, actually, I'll touch on that. It's really rare. It's really rare to have an athlete like Michael, and I celebrate our partnership with him for that very fact. He really wants to think about what he can deliver for us above and beyond what might be in an agreement and a contract that we might negotiate on Michael's behalf. He's thinking, okay, well, that's the base. What else? And I think I'd compel more athletes to think like that. Not because I want to get extra value for nothing, because it's not that at all. It actually proves that the partnership works. And you can imagine with every investment in any athlete, it takes away from maybe doing something on a TV campaign, a social media brand campaign. So everything becomes a choice. If an athlete can prove that they can add value to you and what you're trying to achieve, and really start to be part of the team and be symbiotic with the brand, it makes those conversations so much easier. Because you go, I did X, I delivered Y, I also did this, this, and this, and look what we've done together. So when we have a follow-up conversation about new contracts, broader contracts, they're really easy.
And, I mean, money is really nice, right? But I also know that there are competitors of Speedo that are trying to do similar things to Speedo. And the reality is, Michael, you say, like, you can't be it if you can't see it. And in many ways, you are the first gay mixed-race swimmer that a lot of people will have ever seen. So there is a point where competitors will all come and talk to you because there is only one of you. Looking at the opposite of what we just said to Simon, like, why is it important to you that when you're making your PowerPoints, someone is actually sitting and reading them and taking them into account?
Yeah, you know, I think if you look across at brands, I think it's very easy to think about what you need or the image you need and tick those boxes. But I think what I love is to kind of put my stance on my experience on the situations. For example, the pop-up pool program last year with Swim United, I wanted to educate people. I didn't just want to put pools into school playgrounds and give that opportunity to them. I wanted to be part of their legacy of learning more. And I went into schools with Speedo and I kind of done inspirational talks and just helped educate, just to really solidify that message. Because it's very easy to, you know, just kind of tick that box. But I wanted to go beyond. And I think the fact that Speedo trusted me with that vision and we could go in, we went into, I think, 5 schools in one day just to kind of make sure that I was inspiring everyone and autograph cards and just made them realize the importance of swimming rather than just telling everyone that they should be swimming and learning to swim. So I think it was just nice to kind of put that, the educational side of it, and inspiring them, because, you know, if you can see it, you can be it. But I think actually if you get a chance to meet someone, I think it would just go even further than that. So yeah, that was very special for me.
So what I would add as well, Swim United is a concept that was shaped and built with Michael, with Adam Peaty, and with Ali Simmons. It wasn't a fleshed out plan that we just needed Michael to drop into. It was built with the athletes to understand truly what the challenge is. So, you know, with everything, there's a problem that we need to solve, and there is a problem we need to solve. When you look at the statistics on either drowning prevention or swim attainment, across the UK, but actually globally, there's a big problem. But that program was built with the athletes because they helped shape it for us. And you look at what Michael has achieved, and I know he's a very humble man and he will say that it's not him, but a lot of this and a lot of the success of that program was down to Michael, Ellie and Adam.
It is interesting because we touched upon the fact that this partnership came when you retired. How did you maintain the resilience, a very different type of resilience to that which you need in sport, to keep looking for those partnerships, to keep speaking up when actually for some time your voice wasn't getting heard?
Yeah, you know, I think just in life you have ups and downs, you have tough challenges, and it's up to you whether you push through. I think for sports people it's very easy to keep pushing through and to have goals and want to meet them. I think, you know, I've not won any Olympic gold medals and I'm very different to a lot of elite athletes out there, but I think actually it shaped me into the person I am today. I will not give up. And whether I reach my goals, I think there was so many kind of months that I thought that I'd failed in my athlete career, that I didn't want to retire because I was a failure. But actually, if I look how far I've come and who I've inspired along the way, you know, I think actually I've done something very different to other athletes. So I think for me that was like really special. And, you know, whether I do achieve, you know, another contract or something that I'm setting out to do, like as long as I've given 110%, that's all you can ask for.
So before we go, we're at the Olympics at the moment. We're about to actually see some qualifying races in the swimming. It's all very exciting.
You can probably hear everyone shouting. We're in the Speedo Cafe. It's happening here.
How do you guys both, from each of your sides, make sure that the Olympics doesn't become the Adam Peaty show or whoever else it is that you're sponsoring who's in the pool? How do you make sure that whether it's Michael or whether it's Cullen, they still have their role and their voice and their equal kind of piece of being the visible family during the games?
It's a really good point, because you imagine the viewership of the Olympics right now, there are going to be a lot of people looking at the swimming pool and thinking, I can swim at elite level. So it's incumbent on us as a brand and with our ambassador portfolio to think broader. And I keep coming back to our campaign, but 2 days ago we hosted media at a pool in Paris. We hosted influencers at a pool in Paris, not just to say, go be an elite swimmer, but to give them the excitement and the energy around Speedo and what it's trying to do in water or with water. Come back to the campaign is really our rallying cry to the world to say, get in the water, break down barriers, go and give it a go. But just live life to your full and we'll help you, we'll be there. So it is on us to use the visibility of this moment in time to broaden into people that might not want to swim through the communications channels, through everything. This will inspire people, and it will, you know. I said before, we sat with a picture of Adam Peaty here, you've got Emma McKeon, you've got Zach Stubblety Cook, they're all Speedo athletes. They will inspire a generation. We need to tell that story.
Yeah, I think no one really understands what it's like to put on a racing suit and a Speedo racing suit, because you feel superhuman. You feel like you can, you have that confidence, you feel like you can achieve anything, and I think we all deserve that confidence. So I think the fact that we did do a media clinic and we got media and influencers to actually try on the suit, it's a very rare feeling. You know, not many people will actually understand what it's like. So it was great that, you know, they were taking 15 minutes to put it on and actually learning about it. I'll keep drumming on about education, but, you know, it's very easy just to look at something and think, oh, I'd want to do that. But I think it's all the little bits that come together of actually what it takes to be, you know, at the Olympics, you know, to get a chance to experience that.
And you know what, we've got the tellies left and right and we can see elite level athletes. What I'm hoping we can do, especially during this period, is actually get conversations going with our athletes, with media, to humanize those elite athletes. Michael's performed at an extremely high level. He's an elite athlete and you can feel his personality when he talks. That's what we need to make sure that next generation see, is the human element of swimmers, the breaking down of barriers, because there is a real problem that this next generation don't do enough exercise. And so it's on us to make sure, and when I say don't do enough exercise, they are physically inactive. I'm gonna hit you with a stat, but 81% of adolescents don't do the requisite amount of physical activity, moderate activity. We're talking half an hour a day of walking. So you've got this problem coming through, this is a global problem. The way we can solve it is to try and make sport accessible. So that's on us as brands and on Michael as an ambassador for sport, to help break down the barrier and say, just go and do it. And that's why we go Full Speedo as our campaign, because it is exactly, it's a rallying cry to get active.
Well, you heard it here. Both Michael and Simon think you all need to be getting more active for your mental and your physical well-being, although I'm not sure I'll be doing it in Speedos. Please listen to more episodes of Anatomy of an Agency to find out more about the talent industry, and contact us at Good Vibes Only Talent on social media. Other than that, it's bye from me.